ladies and gentlemen, serving first class, Daniel Anders. Daniel, thank you so much for your service. Also, I have a question for your service. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to the third base line. And help us welcome a very special guest joining us tonight, it's Zachary Anderson. Zachary is 13 years old and has been playing at South Kitts at Eastern Middle League in Port Orchard since he was 4 years old. He played this season on one of the junior teams and is paid into the junior all-star team for South Kitts at Eastern Middle League. Zachary's favorite player is Ken Griffey Jr., and he is a die-hard Mariner fan. You and me both, brother. All right, Zachary. Let's see that arm of yours. Oh! True arm. Oh, brutal. Zachary, great pitch, buddy. All right, fans, let's hear it one more time for Zachary Anderson. Thanks for joining us, Zachary. Good luck in the All-Star game. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ryan Bird, a lifetime Tacoma resident and proud community supporter. Ryan is a local dentist who has come to Sheen Stadium for well over 45 years. Wow. He actually played on this field back in the day at Wilson High School. He would like to thank his wife and two daughters and to mention faith for all their continued support. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. This is your big moment, buddy. Go ahead and fire it in there. Great windup and a great pitch. A rumor is just off there. That's two fast balls up. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Ryan Bird. Thanks for joining us, Ryan. And enjoy the game time. Now time to announce the starting lineup for the pitch name, San Clemente River Cats, the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, as announced by our manager, Jamie DePundit. Kicking off the playing center field this evening, number 38, Elian Rose. Batting second, playing left field, number 5, Donovan Walton. And in third, the second baseman, number 32, David Dion. And four, designated hitter number 7, Jason Butler. And in fifth, right fielder number 15, Austin Lee. And six, the first baseman number 21, Michael Kierstein. And seven, playing third base this evening, number 56, Will Wilson. And eight, the catcher number 9. Johnny Correa. And day 9, the first half number 52, Archimedes Campbell. And pitching for the River Cats tonight, currently warming up with a visitor bullpen.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers are hosting the Sacramento River Cats. It's game four of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers come in to play hot. They have won four in a row and seven of their last eight. They have moved out of the cellar and into fourth place in the division, their first time out of last place in a long time. Things are looking up for this club right now, and they look to keep it going here tonight. They've had great starting pitching lately in the first three games of this series against Sacramento. The Rainiers starters have pitched 18 and a third innings and allowed only two runs, so that's just outstanding. They look to keep it going today, but today they don't have a regular starting pitcher starting this game. It is a bullpen game for the Rainiers. Patrick Weigel, normally a reliever, is going to make his first start of the year. He has pitched as many as three innings in an outing out of the bullpen in the past this season, so we'll see how long he can go today, but probably only two or three innings. Weigel has a record of two wins and two losses with a 2.93 ERA. Sacramento is going to start left-hander Emmanuel DeJesus, who is 1-1 with a 4.59 ERA. He pitched really well against the Rainiers back in mid-May when Tacoma was on a road trip in Sacramento. So Emmanuel DeJesus on the hill for Sacramento and Patrick Weigel for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. Rainiers hung on for a one-run victory yesterday. We'll discuss that one when the Rainiers pregame show continues in a moment.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Sacramento River Cats tonight at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers have won the first three games of this series. They won on Tuesday 3-1. They won on Wednesday 4-1. They won yesterday 6-5. And in yesterday's game, the Rainiers had a 6-1 lead after five. Connor Wade, the Rainiers starter, was done after five innings. The Rainiers went to the bullpen, and the Rainiers bullpen yesterday was a bend but don't break bullpen. Sacramento made it a one-run game. They had the tying run at the plate multiple times, and the Rainiers were able to hang on and get the win. Matt Brash with an impressive save, three up, three down in the ninth. Tacoma did have back-to-back home runs hit in yesterday's game when Eric Mejia and Marcus Wilson went deep consecutively in the fifth inning. The Rainiers, second in the league in home run hitting. They've hit 91 home runs this season. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First, for the visiting Sacramento Rivercats, who are 24-39 on the season, the San Francisco Giants AAA club is managed by Dave Brundage. Leading off, playing center field is Elliot Ramos. Batting second, the left fielder Donovan Walton. Hitting third, second baseman David Villar. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter Jason Vossler. Batting fifth is right fielder Austin Dean. Hitting sixth and playing first base is Michael Papirski. Batting seventh, the third baseman Will Wilson. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Johnny Pareda. And batting ninth, shortstop Archimedes Gamboa. On the mound for the Rivercats, left-hander Emmanuel De Jesus. He is 1-1 with a 4.59 ERA. Well, the Tacoma Red Ears are 26-36 on the season. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma will be the right fielder Eric Mejia. Batting second is center fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting third and playing left field is Jared Kelnick. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth and playing third base is Kevin Padlow. Andrew Knapp will hit sixth. He does the catching. Batting seventh and playing right field is Zach Green. Hitting eighth, second baseman Alex Blandino. And batting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, Patrick Weigel, 2-2 with a 2.93 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling balls and strikes is Matthew Bates. The crew chief Brock Ballou is at first base, and Tyler Jones is at third. It's Tacoma and Sacramento, game four of the six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats from Cheney Stadium on this Friday night. A wet day in Tacoma, but the rain stopped about an hour ago and the grounds crew did a great job getting the field ready and we're ready to go. Elliot Ramos stands in the batter's box. Patrick Weigel making his first start of the year, and his first pitch of the game is taken outside for a ball, and we are underway. Weigel has made 22 appearances out of the Rainiers bullpen before making this start. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. He used to be a starter on his way up to the big leagues when he was in the Atlanta Braves system, but has moved to more of a relief role in these last couple of seasons. And his 1-1 pitch is breaking ball over for a strike to Ramos, 1-2. Ramos hitting .218 with a .300 on base percentage. Now the 1-2 is grounded to the left side, and that's picked up by McCoy. Throw to first in time for the out. And one away. Ramos bounces out to shortstop. And now Donovan Walton is the batter. So Weigel gets a ground out, and now he'll work on his former infielder, Donovan Walton, who spent a good chunk of this season with the Red Ears before getting traded to the Giants organization and is now with Sacramento. Pitch to Walton is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Weigel in 27 and two-thirds innings has allowed just 21 hits, and the batting average against him is only .208. He has struck out 33, walked 16. So the 1-0 is up and in for a ball, 2-0. He has tremendous movement on his pitches, and sometimes it can be hard to harness, and he will walk a batter or two, but he's also very tough to hit because of all that movement. 2-0 pitch to Walton is in there for a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike, the count to Donovan Walton. And this one is outside for a ball. Walton's played in only 8 games for Sacramento. Since being traded to the Giants, he spent more time in the majors than in AAA. Weigel with a 3-1 pitch to Walton. And it's outside, ball four, a one-out walk here in the top of the first inning. So Walton heads down to first base, and now David Villar will be the batter. Weigel's working with catcher Andrew Knapp around the diamond. The Red Ears have Zach Green at first base today. Alex Blandino and Mason McCoy up the middle at second and short. And Kevin Padlo is handling third. Outfield is Kelnick in left, Marcus Wilson in center, and Mejia in right. Pitch misses for a ball to David Villar, 1-0 the count. Villar hitting .277, 16 homers, 47 runs batted in. He's second in the league in homers and RBI. Here's the 1-0 from Weigel, and it is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is inside, 2-1. Shift is on for VR. The Red Ears put three infielders on the left side. Now the pitch is a called strike, and that evens things up 2-2. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. And a toss to first base, and back in safely is Walton. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit high and deep to left field. There is no doubt about this one. David Villar has hit his 17th home run of the season. A two-run shot to left field. And the Rivercats take a 2-0 lead at the top of the first inning. Only the third home run that Weigel has allowed this season. But Villar got all of this pitch. And there was no doubt about it. He's up to 17 homers and 47 runs batted in on the year. Triple-A rookie this year. VR certainly a candidate to win the PCL Rookie of the Year award. And he would be the winner if the voting was today. Still have over half a season left, though, so a lot can happen. Here's Jason Vossler. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Vossler, left-hand hitter, veteran. Weigel comes to the plate with his pitch, and it swung on and bounced into the Sacramento dugout on the first base side. That's a foul ball, of course. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike three. Weigel just fires it right past Jason Vossler for the second out of the inning. And Weigel has his first strikeout. Pure heat right here for Patrick Weigel. And now Austin Dean will be the batter. Dean, a right-hand hitter with 11 homers this year, and he takes a pitch low and away for a ball. Dean hitting 262. Well, yesterday Sacramento scored one run in the top of the first, and then the Rainiers scored two in the bottom of the first and had the lead the rest of the way. Next pitch is up and in on Dean, and it hit him. He ducked, and apparently it grazed him. And Dean has been awarded first base by home plate umpire Matthew Bates. So Dean hit by the pitch. Get another look at this. He ducked the pitch up and in. And it must have hit his back as he was ducking. So Dean is on at first base. And here's Papirski, and Papirski takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Michael Papirski hitting 220 with two homers in 13 games for Sacramento. He had a homer yesterday in the eighth inning that made it a one-run game at the time. 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Just underway here in Tacoma. Gray skies, 55 degrees. Damp conditions, but not raining at the moment. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. And we've got a breeze blowing out towards center field, which is what usually happens when there's rain in the area here in Tacoma. 2-1 pitch coming from Weigel to Papirski. And this one's inside, ball three. Weigel. Behind in the count, 3-1. He's thrown 23 pitches here in the top of the first. 3-1 pitch is high, ball four, and Papirski will head down to first base. Dean heads to second, and there are two on with two out for Will Wilson. It's a bullpen day for the Red Ears. Now, they're hoping to get a couple of innings from Weigel. He last pitched on Sunday in a relief role, but he had a long outing. He went 3 innings for his first time this year out of the bullpen on Sunday, and he's had 4 days off since then. So if he was a starting pitcher, it would be right in line, pitching on the 5th day. And I think they were hoping to get maybe 3 innings from him today, at least 2, but looks like activity is going to get started in the bullpen here shortly. Here's his pitch to Will Wilson, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is ball two. 2-0. Weigel doesn't have his good control here in the first inning tonight. Just walk two and hit a man. 2-0 pitch to Wilson. Up and in, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Johnny Pareda. Three and 0 the count to Wilson, who's probably taking here. And the pitch is down and in, ball four. So Wilson heads down to first. Papirski takes second. Dean advances to third. And the bases are loaded with 2 outs for Johnny Pareda. Well, this suddenly is a big batter early in this game. The difference between Sacramento having a big inning or the Red Ears getting out of this inning with only 2 runs scoring. Here's the pitch to Pareda, and it is way outside with a fastball, ball one. Nick Margavichus is the left-hander warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. Now Weigel with the 1-0 on its way to Pareda, and it's outside, ball two. He's missed the zone with, I think, 8 straight pitches now. Going back to Papirski. Weigel switches baseballs with the home plate umpire. Maybe that'll help. 2-0 the count to Pareda. Pareda calls time. Now Weigel with the 2-0. And it is up and away, ball three. Nowhere to put him, 3-0. And Pareda is not going to be swinging at this pitch. And here comes the 3-0. And it is inside, ball four, and that forces in a run. 3-0 Sacramento as Dean scores. Papirski takes third base. Wilson goes to second. Pareda with the bases loaded walk. 32 pitches in the inning for Weigel. And the number 9 man, Archimedes Gamboa, is the hitter. Tim Fedorovich is going to start walking out to the mound very slowly. And that is likely it for Weigel. Wow. We haven't seen him like this. He's pitched really well as a reliever for the Red Ears and hasn't had control lapses like this, not in a long time anyway. And today, just couldn't find the strike zone. And Fedorovich is going to make the move and get Margavich into the game. So that does it for Weigel. And we've got a pitching change here in the top of the first inning. Three runs are in. The bases are loaded with two outs. It is Sacramento 3. And Tacoma is, making a change, bringing in Margavich. We'll be back right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, the top of the first inning has gone on a lot longer than the Tacoma Rainiers had hoped. 3 runs are in for Sacramento. They have the bases loaded with 2 outs. Their number 9 hitter, Archimedes Gamboa, is coming to the plate. Rainiers have gone to the bullpen and brought in Nick Margavich for his 12th appearance. 0-2 with a 10.73 ERA in 24 to third innings. Has struck out 24 and walked 6. His first pitch to Gamboa is in there for a strike. Weigel missed the strike zone with his final 11 pitches, leading to his early exit. Now the 0-1 is down low and inside for a ball. 1-1. Papirski is the runner at third. Will Wilson at second base and Johnny Pareda at first with 2 outs. Yeah, the 1-1 is down low for a ball. 2-1. Margavich is ready. And the 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away. And the count goes to 2-2. So that's the first pitch that anyone has swung at in a while. A foul ball by Gamboa. 2-2 now. Markavich is set, and the pitch is low. Ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Nowhere to put him. The runners will be on the move with the pitch. And the payoff is swung on and lined into left, and that's a base hit. And picking it is Celtic. Papirski scores. Here comes Wilson. He's going to beat the throw home. It's a 2-run single for Archimedes Gamboa, and Sacramento leads 5-0. Gamboa with a 2-run single on a full count pitch. And the Rivercats have batted around in the top of the first inning. Elliot Ramos, who opened up this game harmlessly enough by grounding out to shortstop, will now bat for his second time. And the pitch is taken low for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch, Grounded right side and fielded. It's second by Blandino, and he throws to first and gets Ramos, and that closes out the inning. Elliot Ramos makes two of the three outs on infield grounders. Sacramento scores five runs in the top of the first inning on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma coming to the plate.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through June 28th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Sacramento with a 5-0 lead before the Red Ears even come to the plate. And we've got a change of plan for the Rivercats. Their scheduled starter, Emmanuel De Jesus, is not going. And instead, pitching here in the bottom of the first, it is Norwith Gudino. And Gudino's first pitch to Eric Mejia misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Gudino, normally a reliever, making his 7th appearance of the year for Sacramento. He faced the Rainiers a couple of times last year, and his pitch to Mejia misses. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. So I don't know what happened to De Jesus, but he was officially listed on the lineup card that we were handed in the press box anyway. Here's one outside for a ball. 3-0 the count. Now the 3-0 is taken for a called strike, and the count goes to 3-1. And De Jesus does appear in the official box score, so I guess he's officially out of the game. Here's one in for a strike to Mejia. The count goes full, 3-2. Now the 3-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Got Mejia with an off-speed pitch, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Mejia strikes out swinging. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Gudino has only pitched in 6 games this year, 6 2/3 innings, and he's allowed 16 runs. He's been wild, walking 15 batters, and Wilson hits one towards the left field corner, and it's going to get down for extra bases. Over to retrieve it is the left fielder Walton, and Marcus Wilson trots into second base with a one out double. So Marcus Wilson connects for a 2-base hit, his 8th double of the season. Got a fastball from Gudino and just pulled it into the corner. So Marcus Wilson is in scoring position at second base. And now Jared Kelnick is the hitter. Godinho last year for Sacramento started 5 games and pitched out of their bullpen for 10. And had a 5.66 ERA and a 4-1 record. Also spent time last year with the Giants AA affiliate in Richmond, Virginia. Now the pitch is a ball to Kelnick. Now a swing by Kelnick, and he hits one in the air to center. And that is caught by the center fielder, Ramos. Wilson tags and bluffs at second base, but does not advance. And two men are gone in the first. So Brian O'Keefe back in the lineup today. Left Sunday's game with an injury, needed a couple of days, and he's back in there today. DHing, not his normal catching position. Not today anyway, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. So 0-1. Next pitch is a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high. Godinho. This year, the Giants had invited him to Major League spring training. Now his 1-2 is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Godinho's from Puerto Cabello in Venezuela. He's 26 years old. 6'2 right-hander. Here's his 2-2 pitch to O'Keefe, and it is swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Godinho from the same town in Venezuela, Puerto Cabello, as one of the most popular San Francisco Giants in recent years. Pablo Sandoval, the Panda. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes O'Keefe, and that does it for the Red Ears at the bottom of the first inning. Godinho works a scoreless inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the second inning of play with the score, Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the second inning. Rivercats with the early lead over the Red Ears. It is 5-0. Nick Margavichus came in and got the final out in the first inning. He's on the hill here in the second. His pitch to Donovan Walton is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Walton walked and scored last inning. Here he hits a grounder right to the first baseman, Zach Green, who takes it to the bag himself for the out. One away at the top of the second inning. Walton is retired. And now David Villar will be the batter. Villar hit a two-run homer in the first for the first runs of the game. Margavichus, lefty from Ohio, with his pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery in there for a called strike. Yeah, the 1-1 swung on and fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So Margavichus is ahead in the count. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and down goes VR, and Margavichus has his first strikeout of the night. He fans David Villar, two away, and Jason Vossler will be the next hitter. And the pitch to Vossler misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and a fastball up in the zone, and the count's even, 1-1. Now pitch in there for a called strike, 1-2. One-two delivery flinched at and taken by Vossler for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is on its way. And it is swung on. It bounced slowly to the left side. Padlo picks it up and throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. So Margavichus with a three-up, three-down top of the second inning. Couple of ground outs and a strikeout. That changes the mood a bit. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union.
invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Sacramento with the 5-0 lead over the Red Ears. And Kevin Padlo to lead things off for Tacoma against the surprise starting pitcher for Sacramento, Norwith Gudino, who made the start instead of their listed starter, and Manuel De Jesus, who was on the early lineup cards today. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Padlo. Apparently, De Jesus could still pitch today. He was not on the official lineup card at home plate, from what I understand. Just learned that. Not listed as the starting pitcher, I should say. Here's a swing and a miss by Padlo. So they decided before the plate meeting to start Gudino, and that De Jesus may pitch today in a relief role. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, and down goes Padlo, and there's the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Strikeout number three for Gudino, and now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. Knapp, the right here, is veteran catcher. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed against Gudino, and the pitch is a swing and a miss and a breaking ball there, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch bounced foul, first base side. We had a roster move today. The Mariners called up Justin Upton. And in fact, he's in the Mariner lineup today. And they optioned to Tacoma Sam Haggerty, who the Rainiers will welcome back. 0-2 pitch to Knapp, a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, strike three. That is strikeout number four for Gudino. Two down, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Green. Green hitting .231 with 9 homers, .713 OPS. 0-1 pitch, up and in for a ball, one ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is swung on, hit high in the air to left, but not deep. Coming in on it is Donovan Walton, and the left fielder makes the catch, and the inning is over. Tacoma goes in order in the bottom of the second inning, 3 up, 3 down. We head to the third. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring.
We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Five nothing, Sacramento with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the top of the third inning. Austin Dean, Michael Papirski, and Will Wilson to bat this inning. Rivercats got five runs with just two hits in the first inning, all charged to Patrick Weigel. So here's a pitch outside for a ball to Dean. Oh, no, called a strike. My bad. 0-1 the count to Dean. Now Margavich just fires again, and this one is a ball, 1-1. Rainiers having a bullpen day today, already on their second pitcher, and we'll see many more. Here's the 1-1. Fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Nice of the rain to stop for us tonight. Hopefully it won't be an issue for the rest of the weekend. Riders have games tomorrow and Sunday. Now the pitch is fouled out of play. Still 1-2. Tomorrow's game is at 5.05 p.m. Our last 5.05 Saturday game until September. Definitely shed a tear for those. I love the 5.05 Saturday games. 1-2 pitch to Dean is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And then we've got our usual Sunday 1:35 first pitch to wrap up this series and wrap up the homestand. The Rainiers are on the road next week going to Sugar Land, Texas. Well, the 2-2 pitch is fouled away, still 2-2. Two-two pitch in the dirt, ball three. Full count to Dean, 3-2. Action in the Sacramento bullpen. Right-hander Gregory Santos is warming up. 3-2 to Dean is swung on and lined towards center. Wilson is going to have to play it on a bounce. Dean takes the turn at first and holds there with a leadoff single. So Austin Dean strokes a single to center field, and the Rivercats have their third hit of the game. And now Michael Papirski is the hitter. Papirski walked and scored in the first inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a little looper foul, first base side. Strike two to Papirski. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three. And down goes Papirski, and there's the first out at the top of the third inning. Margavich with his second strikeout. Now Will Wilson will be the batter. Giants infield prospect just promoted to AAA. He's in only his third AAA game today. two for seven at the plate so far, and he swings and misses at Amar Gavich's fastball, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1, up high for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is out. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge, and the count goes to 1-2 on Wilson. This is the 10th game this year between Tacoma and Sacramento, and the Rainiers have really had the upper hand, winning 7 of the first 9 as Wilson fouls one away. But the Rivercats off to the fast start here tonight with a 5-0 lead in the top of the third inning. One-two pitch, swung on, fouled off again by Wilson. Still a ball and two strikes. Dean with his lead at first, and the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball called, strike three, and down goes Wilson, and that is out number two at the top of the third inning. Second straight strikeout for Mark Gavich's. Two away. And now Johnny Pareto will be the hitter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. That is strike one. Now the 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. One-one pitch, swung on, hit hard on one hop to Blandino, the second baseman who fields it and takes it to the second base bag himself for the force out on Austin Dean, and that closes out the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit, there were no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Five nothing, Rivercats with the lead. We go to the bottom of the third inning. New pitcher for Sacramento, Gregory Santos, is in to work the bottom of the third. Norwith Gudino, our surprise starter, went two scoreless innings, allowing one hit. He did not walk anybody and struck out four. He had a nice outing. So Santos is in. And Gregory Santos, 22-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, and read that he's got a live arm, and his first pitch is 95 on the gun and misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Santos has pitched in 14 games for Sacramento this year. No record and a 3.45 ERA. Next pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. One and one the count. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder to the left side. That's fielded at shortstop by Gamboa, and he throws out Blandino at first base, one away in the bottom of the third inning. Mason McCoy now the hitter. McCoy batting for his first time tonight, hitting 250 with seven homers, 767 OPS. Santos with a pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. Now the 0-1 inside for a ball. One ball, one strike, the count to McCoy. Santos winds and fires, and this one's low and away for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a miss. 2-2 the count to McCoy, Rainier's infielder out of the University of Iowa. Baltimore Orioles' sixth-round pick, traded to the Mariners this spring. Swings and misses at the next pitch. That is strike three, and Santos has his first strikeout of the night. Two away in the bottom of the third, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Well, the Rainiers with just one hit. First trip through the lineup. That was the double by Marcus Wilson in the first inning. He's on deck now as Mejia stands in with two outs. And Santos' pitch is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery. And it is swung on and looped into left, and there's a base hit for Mejia. The Red Ears have their second hit of the game. Two-out single for Mejia. And there's a man on for Marcus Wilson. Wilson has been hot at the plate. He has homered in four of the last five games he has played in. And his first time up today, he doubled to left field on a well-struck ball. He settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 swung on, bounced right back to the mound. Santos has it on one hop, and he underhands to first base for the out, and the inning is over. The Rainiers do not score in the bottom of the third. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the fourth inning of play with the score, Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members, and and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning?
And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the top of the fourth inning. Riley O'Brien is on the mound to work the fourth, and he'll face Archimedes Gamboa, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Gamboa, switch hitter, bats left-handed against O'Brien. And the next pitch is down low for a ball. Gamboa hit a two-run single to cap off the five-run rally of the first. Next pitch is fouled off, and the count's 1-2. So ball of two strikes, O'Brien fires, and there's a swing and a little bouncer slowly hit right side, charged and fielded by Blandino, throw to first in time for the out. And Gamboa was calling himself safe as he was running down the line giving the safe signal, but the first base umpire is the guy who actually gets to make that decision, and he called Gamboa out. 1 away. And now Elliot Ramos is the batter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled away. O'Brien's appearing in his 13th game for the Red Ears this year. He's 1-1 with a 3.55 ERA in 12 2/3 innings. He's allowed only 8 hits. He's walked 15, struck out 14. 1-1 to Ramos is low for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Now a swing and a drive towards the right field corner, slicing, and this is going to get down and hit the wall near the 325 sign in the corner. And on his way to second and stopping there with a one-out double is Elliot Ramos. So Ramos has his first hit of the night, a double the other way to the right field corner. And now Donovan Walton is the batter. Donovan Walton has walked and grounded out so far. O'Brien's pitch is up high. Walton was thinking about bunting. Took it up high for a ball. Now the 1-0. Inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Nice crowd has filed in here. It was a late arriving crowd tonight. I think everyone was kind of waiting to see if the rain would stop or not. So here's a swing and a miss by Walton on a pitch that was up, and the count's even 2-2. O'Brien's ready. And the pitch is high. Three and one the count. O'Brien to the plate, and this is way up high, ball four, and Walton draws a walk, so there are two on with one out at the top of the fourth inning, and now David Villar will be the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's games. I learned something today. A rule I did not know, and it might be new this year. It all happened because of the results from El Paso last night. As here's a swing and a liner into left field. Base hit for Villar on the first pitch. Coming to third and stopping there is Ramos as Kelnick got it in quickly. And Sacramento has the bases loaded with one out for its cleanup hitter, Jason Vossler. So Villar with his second hit of the night. Las Vegas and El Paso were in the seventh inning last night. Las Vegas had a 10-4 lead. The game was not close. I mean, I guess that's kind of close by El Paso standards, sure. It's a high scoring park there. You're never really out of it. Sears won low for a ball, 1-0. But anyway, in the seventh inning, they started to get a lot of lightning in the area, and it was near the stadium, and they halted the game because of the lightning. So now the 1-0 is swung on and bounced to the right side, fielded at first by Green, goes to the shortstop for one, back to O'Brien covering first, not in time. They get just the one out on the play. Ramos scores from third. Taking third is Walton. Vossler reaches on a fielder's choice with Villar forced out at second base. And it is now 6-0 Sacramento. Runners at the corners, two outs for Austin Dean. So the umpires stopped the game because of the lightning that was surrounding the ballpark. They did not resume. And I thought that that would then be an official game because they were after the middle of the fifth and it was one of the teams was winning. It was 10-4. Vegas was way out ahead. So there's a swing and a miss by Dean. But it turns out because it was suspended by, the game was halted by lightning and not rain, it was a suspended game instead of just a completed game. As the next pitch is in the dirt and Vossler takes second base on the wild pitch. Runners at second and third. One and one the count to Dean. Apparently nobody knew that that was a suspended game except for the umpires. Here's one that is called a strike. Apparently both managers and definitely both broadcasters, because I talked to them, all thought that the game was over once they ruled that play would not resume in the seventh inning with a score 10-4. But the umpire said, no, it gets suspended. 1-2 pitch is Low. Oh, called strike three, and down goes Dean on a pitch that somehow hit the automated strike zone. And that is strike three, and the inning is over. One run scores in the top of the fourth for Sacramento on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 6, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Sacramento with a 6-0 lead over Tacoma. And new pitcher for the River Cats, the guy we thought was going to start today for them, left-hander Emmanuel De Jesus, is on to pitch here in the bottom of the fourth. De Jesus on in relief of Gregory Santos, who worked one inning, allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. So De Jesus, their starter now in there, and this is his first relief appearance of the year. And his pitch to Kelnick is inside for a ball. He was listed as the starter today, but they changed gears and brought him in from the pen. He's 1-1 with a 4.59 ERA and 12 starts this year, 49 innings pitched. And De Jesus' pitch to Kelnick has bounced foul on the first base side. De Jesus ranks 7th in the league in strikeouts. He has 61 strikeouts in 49 innings. Has walked 25. Yeah, the pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Yeah, strike. 2-2 the count. And here's a check swing. Did he go? No. Count is full, 3-2. And the pitch swung on, bounced foul, first base side. Full count, 3-2 to Kelnick. And the pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Kelnick, and there is the first out here in the fourth. So De Jesus strikes out the first batter he faces, and now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. And the pitch to O'Keefe is launched to left. This has a chance. Back is Walton, but it is gone. Brian O'Keefe returns to the lineup and homers for the Red Ears here in the fourth inning. And the Red Ears are on the scoreboard. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. O'Keefe with his fifth home run of the season. Red Ears are on the board. That is the team's 92nd home run this season. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one. Now pitch is going to miss for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a pop-up foul out of play off the bat of Padlo. So ball and two strikes to Padlo, and he swings and hits one up the middle. It's deflected by the pitcher, DeJesus. He goes behind the mound, picks it up, and throws out Padlo at first base for the second out of the inning. And now Andrew Knapp is the batter. More from around the league last night. Albuquerque beat Salt Lake 8-6. After hitting 8 home runs on Wednesday night, Albuquerque hit just 1 yesterday, but same result, they won the game. Now the pitch to Knapp is inside for a ball. Albuquerque's won 4 in a row. Zach Neal gave him a good start yesterday, allowing 2 runs in 6 innings. It's now a swing and a miss by Knapp. And DJ Peterson's with Albuquerque this year. The former Mariner first-round pick had 2 hits and 2 runs batted in for the Isotopes. He's hitting 252 for the Topes. There's a swing and a foul back by Knapp. Count goes to 1-2. Oklahoma City outslugged Reno 12-8 in Reno last night. Jacob Amaya had a grand slam and 5 runs batted in for Oklahoma City. So there's a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Knapp goes down swinging. And that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. Red Ears get 1 run on 1 hit, the O'Keefe homer. There were no errors and nobody left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Tracy, line 1 is looking for a quote on a mini split.
Crazy spring temperatures are heating up DeWyatt HVAC phone lines.
That week we're booked solid.
If they don't find more technicians, they'll be in hot water.
How are we down 3 technicians in the past 3 weeks?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the fifth inning of play. It is 6-1. The Sacramento Rivercats with the lead over the Rainiers. Riley O'Brien on the mound beginning his second inning of relief work. It is pitched to Michael Papirski, is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Sacramento scored 5 at the top of the first. They've had the lead all night. But still plenty of time for a comeback. O'Brien's pitch is taken for a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. More on our news and notes from the Coast League. There's a new home run leader, as here's a called strike to Papirski. Stone Garrett Foreno homered twice last night in a losing effort, giving him 17 on the year, and that briefly pushed him ahead of David Villar of Sacramento, but Villar has tied him with his 17th earlier in this game. Here's a fly to right and a nice catch on the move by Mejia, who ends up on the seat of his pants as he makes the catch. Left a big divot out there too, it looked like. One out. Actually, no, that was a glove that fell out of his pocket and looked like a dirt mark on the grass. One out. Here's Will Wilson, and the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. The Rainiers' next opponent, which is on the road trip next week, Sugar Land, they're hot right now. They won their 6th in a row yesterday. So here's one outside to Wilson. They're facing Round Rock in their dreadful bullpen. They beat him in the 9th inning yesterday, 4-3. Alex McKenna with a go-ahead RBI double in the 9th for Sugar Land. Here's a swing and a foul by Wilson, 1-2. Round Rock was just here earlier on this homestand prior to the Sacramento series, and they blew the lead in the last inning to the Rainiers in all 3 games of the series. And they're still doing it now that they're at home facing Sugar Land. So Wilson hits a foul, 1-2 the count. Looking at the standings in the West, Vegas is in first. Reno 1 game back. Salt Lake 4 games back. Tacoma 9 games back. So here's a check swing, and Wilson did not go around. And in the East, Oklahoma City's in first place. El Paso 2.5 back. Round Rock now 6 back. O'Brien with his 2-2 pitch to Wilson. Breaking ball called, strike 3. Everyone knew it. Wilson goes down looking, and O'Brien has his 2nd strikeout. Two away, and now Johnny Pareda will be the batter. And the pitch to Pareda is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now ball 2 outside, 2-0 the count to Pareda. Fastball in there for a strike. 2-1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 2. Nice breaking ball from O'Brien. Here's the 2-2. And it swung on and bounced up the middle, fielded behind the bag by Blandino, the second baseman. Off-balance throw to first in time to get Pareda, who does not run well down the line. And O'Brien has himself a 3-up, 3-down, top of the 5th inning. Sets down the side in order with a strikeout. We go to the bottom of the 5th. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears have Zach Green, Alex Blandino, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning against the left-hander and Manuel De Jesus. Green settles into the batter's box. And the pitch to him from De Jesus misses for a ball. Next pitch is up and away for a ball. And this one swung on, bounced up the third baseline, and it goes foul. Two-one pitch from the lefty. Swung on, hit well, but to center field. A lot of room out there. Ramos back, still back, and it's over his head. Head goes all the way to the fence, and Green will end up at second base with a double. Center field is so deep here at Cheney Stadium, I kind of thought Ramos would get back there and make that catch, but he did not. It skied all the way towards the warning track and landed right at the edge of the track, about 410 feet from home plate, and Zach Green ends up with a double, his 12th of the year. So that gets the Red Ears started in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Alex Blandino is the batter. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Now the pitch is a called strike. And this one is inside. 2-2. Don't even count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul up the third baseline. It's 6-1. But it's only the fifth inning. We'll see if the Rainiers can maybe chip away a little bit here in the fifth. They just got a leadoff double from Green. 2-2 the count to Blandino. Yeah, the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from DeJesus. Up high, ball three. Blandino, a patient hitter, sees a lot of pitches, draws a lot of walks. He has reached base safely in eight of his last nine games. Now time called at the plate by the catcher, I believe. Now the payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three. DeJesus has his third strikeout of the night. One out in the fifth, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. Good news up the road. The Mariners lead the Angels 7-0 after four full innings of play up at T-Mobile Park. Cal Raleigh has hit his eighth homer of the year. Ty France, a bases-loaded double that brought in three runs. Here's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. And Robbie Ray hasn't allowed a hit through four innings. Now the pitch to McCoy is low and away for a ball. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. McCoy behind in the count. Here comes the time called. McCoy steps out. On deck is Mejia. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and McCoy is the second out of the inning. Fourth strikeout for DeJesus and ninth strikeout for Sacramento pitchers tonight. DeJesus is a strikeout pitcher. He now has 65 strikeouts on the year in just 51 innings, and he entered play today, seventh in the league in strikeouts with the 61. The league leader is The Sugarland hard-throwing right-hander Hunter Brown, who has 73. Astros' top pitching prospect. Here's a swing and a roller back to the mound, and it's fielded by DeJesus, and he throws out Mejia, and the Rainiers waste a leadoff double in the fifth. No runs on a hit and one left. We go to the sixth inning. Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities. proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the sixth inning here in Tacoma. The Red Ears trail Sacramento 6-1. New pitcher into the game for the Red Ears. Kyle Bird comes in to pitch the top of the sixth inning. Riley O'Brien, the previous pitcher, went two innings, allowed two hits and one run. It was earned. O'Brien walked one, struck out two. So Bird is in from the pen. He'll face Archimedes Gamboa, Elliot Ramos, and Donovan Walton. Gamboa 1-for-2 with a two-run single in the first. Bird's appearing in his 18th game, 2-1 with a 9.37 ERA in 16 and a third innings. The lefty is set in his pitch. Is fastball down low, ball one. It's turned into a nice night. The rain has stayed away after it rained pretty much all day here in Tacoma. Realized we had a game and that it needed to stop. So there's one down low, 2-1. And there's even a couple of very small patches of blue sky that are visible right now. Hopefully it bodes well for tomorrow and Sunday. We'd love to have a couple of nice days here before the team hits the road. 2-1 pitch is popped up on the right side, and Green is behind first base, and he makes the catch with a late adjustment in fair territory, and there's the first out at the top of the sixth inning. It got a little dicey, but in the end, the Rainiers made the play. So that will bring Elliot Ramos to the plate. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a pop up down the right field line, and chasing it in to the area right near the foul line is Mejia, and he makes the catch, and that was in fair territory just barely. So Ramos, who doubled to that very same area his last time up, this time got under the pitch, and Mejia was able to run it down. So here is Donovan Walton, who has walked twice and grounded out. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Rainiers have Wilson, Kelnick, and O'Keefe due up in the bottom of this inning. One pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle past the mound, and it's fielded by the shortstop McCoy. Whips a throw to first in the dirt. Nicely scooped by Green for the putout, and the inning is over. Well done by the Red Ears infielders. And Walton grounds out, and Kyle Bird pitches a 3-up, 3-down top of the sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. And the pitch to Marcus Wilson to start the inning from Emmanuel De Jesus. Misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is outside. 2-0. Two-oh pitch coming. And it misses. Ball three, 3-0. Well, called strike, 3-1. And the 3-1 pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire. And the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to Marcus Wilson. With Kelnick on deck. And a little delay while Matthew Bates, the home plate umpire, had to address the Sacramento dugout. Now the 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four, and Wilson gets his walk to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. First walk issued by Sacramento pitchers tonight. Marcus Wilson heads down to first base. And now Jared Kelnick will be the hitter. Kelnick has flied out and struck out so far, 0-2. And the pitch is breaking ball outside. Want to know the count. Next pitch is high, 2-0. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Fun day for the Double A team last night. And they won their game 18-3 against the Royals affiliate in the Texas League. The 2-0 pitch to Kelnick is in there for a strike. The Mariners Double A Arkansas affiliate had 2020 first-round draft pick Emerson Hancock on the mound, and he allowed just one run in five innings last night, permitting three hits and one walk, striking out three. Got his first win of the year, as he has only recently started pitching due to injury. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Kelnick. So that was his best start so far this season. And they had some hitters with huge games. Jake Schiner hit three doubles and drove in six runs yesterday. Jack Larson had three hits with a triple and five runs batted in. 2-2 is fouled away. Still 2-2 to Kelnick. And outfielder Zach Deloach hit his fifth homer for Arkansas. And they've been the best team in the farm system. They are six games over 500 at 33-27. 2-2 to Kelnick. A check swing on a pitch inside, and he went around. The plate umpire makes the call. And Kelnick has struck out for the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Strikeout number five for DeJesus. And that'll bring Brian O'Keefe to the plate. And the runner goes, pitches in the dirt, throw to second base is not in time. Stealing second base is Marcus Wilson with his eighth steal of the year. Went in with a head first dive. And the Red Ears have a man in scoring position. One out and a 1-0 count on O'Keefe. Now swinging a little bouncer to third, left side, fielded by Wilson. He looks at second base and then throws to first and retires O'Keefe for the second out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Also on our farm report, the hottest team in the organization has been Advanced Class A Everett, but their win streak ended yesterday. They had a nine-game win streak, but it ended last night. They lost to Tri-City 10-4 in Northwest League play. Their first baseman, Dariel Gomez, hit his 12th homer of the year. Now the pitch to Padlow is a check swing foul. Oh, and one the count to Padlow. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit to try to pick up Marcus Wilson from second base. Now the pitch misses for a ball. One and one the count. Here comes the 1-1 to Padlow. And it's up and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1. And it is low and away, ball three. Now this pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count goes full. So 3-2 to Padlow with a runner at second and two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now the pitch is low, ball four, and Padlo draws the walk, and he will head down to first base, and Tacoma has two on with two out for Andrew Knapp. Knapp has gone 0 for 2 so far tonight. The pitch from DeJesus to Knapp is swung on and bounced right back to the mound. And DeJesus fields it, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Right here is strand two here in the sixth. The no runs, hits, or errors. And we go to the seventh inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears with Kyle Bird on the mound to begin a second inning of relief work. He set down the side in order in the sixth. Here in the seventh, he'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the River Cats lineup. David Villar, Jason Vossler, and Austin Dean. Here's the pitch to VR, and it is swung on and bounced to the left side and scooped up by the shortstop McCoy. Throw to first for the out. One pitch, one out at the top of the seventh inning. VR bounces out to shortstop. And now Vossler will be the batter. He's 0 for 3 with an RBI tonight. There have been some streaky teams in the major leagues recently. As here's a pitch that misses for a ball to Vossler. And none more so than the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs, who played each other in a day game today at Wrigley. The 1-0 pitch is hit in the air towards center field, and lining it up is Marcus Wilson, and he makes the catch. It's out number two. And now Austin Dean will be the batter. Dean. Settling into the batter's box. The Braves went into Wrigley to start the series having won 14 consecutive games. And the Cubs went into the series having lost 10 games in a row. And the pitch to Dean is taken down low for a ball. And so you've got the team with the 10 straight losses playing the team with the 14 straight wins. You knew that streak, both streaks were going to end eventually, right? So there's one outside to Dean, 2-0. And it did end today. in 1-0 fashion. The Cubs ended their 10-game losing streak with a 1-0 win over the Atlanta Braves, who had won 14 straight. Here's a pop-up foul, first base side. That's playable, and it's caught by Zach Greene in foul territory. And Kyle Bird just had an extremely easy inning. Three up, three down in the top of the seventh inning. He's retired all six men he has faced. It's the seventh inning stretch. Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers trailing Sacramento 6-1. Zach Greene, Alex Blandino, and Mason McCoy to bat here at the bottom of the seventh inning against the left-hander Emmanuel De Jesus, who's been in there for three innings, allowing two hits and one run. And the pitch to Greene is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Greene has one of the Rainiers' four hits in this game. He doubled over the head of the center fielder in the fifth inning and is 1-for-2. Next pitch is fouled away. So the Atlanta Braves' win streak ended today, as we were talking about before the break. 14 in a row. It stopped with a 1-0 loss to the Cubs, who had lost 10 in a row, amazingly enough. It's now the 1-1. Over for a strike, 1-2. The all-time longest winning streak in Major League Baseball history is 26 straight games. So here's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And that winning streak was over 100 years ago. The 1916 New York Giants had a 26-game win streak. And you may ask, oh, were they a great team? No. They finished in fourth place that year with a 26-game win streak. Now the 1-2 pitch is up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Greene, and there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Strikeout number 6 for De Jesus, and now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Now, there was a long streak not too long ago in the majors that came pretty close to the Giants' record 26-gamer. In 2017, Cleveland, then known as the Indians, won 22 in a row. And that really was a great team. They won 100 games that year. Here's a swing and a miss by Blandino. Strike one. The Braves streak ended today at 14. Next pitch over for a called strike. And this one misses for a ball now. One-two pitch, fouled off by Blandino down the right field line into the River Cats bullpen. One and two the count. Here comes the pitch. And it is low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. And Blandino watches one high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, and the payoff. Low ball four. Blandino draws the walk. He heads down to first base, and the Red Ears have a man on with one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Blandino is aboard, and now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. There's strike one. Now the pitch inside for a ball, one and one. There's one down low. Rainier's down five. They've had just four hits in this one. Now DeJesus with the pitch, and it's lined up the middle, knocked down by DeJesus. He picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. And two men are gone as Blandino ends up at second base. And DeJesus seems to be all right. I think the ball may have hit him on his left hand. And yeah, the trainer's now going to come look at him. Okay, the liner was up the middle, and it was kind of knuckled towards DeJesus, and he may have hit it with the back of his left hand, his fingers in particular, as he kind of was reaching towards his glove with his bare hand. And the trainer, David Getzoff, is taking a look at DeJesus. And manager Dave Brundage is looking on as well. I think they're going to let him throw a practice pitch here and see how he feels. And now he's doing that. He says he's all right. He's going to stay in the game. So Mejia's going to hit here with a runner at second and two outs at the bottom of the seventh inning. Mejia's one for three with a single back in the third. Switch hitter, he bats right-handed against the left-hander DeJesus. DeJesus steps off the rubber. Now he's looking in for the signs. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, swung on, tapped foul, and Mejia's behind in the count, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Runner at second, two outs. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Snap throw to second. Breaking to third is Blandino, and he'll make it there as the catcher, Pareda, fired down to second, but Blandino took off to third. And by the time the second baseman, VR, received the throw from the catcher and then relayed it to the third baseman, Blandino was in there easily. So the runner moves up and is at third with two outs. And the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2 is swung on and popped up. Foul, giving chase is Pareda, and he can't get it. It's out of play. Still 2-2. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit. Get a run back here. Here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on, grounded, diving stop at third by Wilson. He gets up on his feet, throws to first in time for the out. Nice play at the hot corner by Sacramento's Will Wilson, robbing Mejia of a hit and saving a run for the River Cats. Raiders do not score at the bottom of the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best
oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, we go to the eighth inning of play, and it is a 6-1 Sacramento lead over the Rainiers. Kyle Bird's first pitch to Michael Papirski is fouled away, and that is strike one. Bird has pitched two perfect innings so far. Now the 0-1 coming from Bird. And the pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike. Well, Robbie Ray of the Mariners was working on a no-hit bid with two outs in the seventh inning, and he just lost it on a hit that was garbage. As there's a strike to Papirski, 1-2 now. I mean, it was a hit. It's the type of ball that's ruled a hit, but, well, here's what happened. There's two outs and no one on, obviously. He's throwing a no-hitter. Max Stassi, former PCL player, who was up for the Angels. So here's a swing and a pop-up into shallow right. Back goes Blandino. In comes Mejia. Mejia makes the catch, and one man is out. And now Will Wilson. One to be next. Stassi hit a one-hopper back to the mound, but it was a high bounce. And Robbie Ray was the only man who could field the ball. He had to really reach up to try to field it, and it tipped off the very end of his glove as he was reaching as high as he could. And just kind of died in the grass behind the mound. There's a strike to Wilson. And Stassi reached first base safely. And that was the end of the no-hitter. An ugly hit. But that's baseball, they say. Here's one outside to Wilson. 1-1 the count. And Ray then struck out the next guy to end the inning. And he's got a one-hitter through seven. Here's one that is inside for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, called strike three on the outside edge, and down goes Will Wilson, and Kyle Bird has retired all eight batters he has faced. This is the best he has looked all season. Just hit the outside edge right there. Two down. And now Johnny Pareda will bat. He's 0-for-2 with a bases loaded walk back in the first inning. He drove in a run. And the pitch from Bird is swung on, grounded right side and through into right field, a base hit. A two-out single for Pareda. And Sacramento has its sixth hit of the night. So a two-out single, and now Archimedes Gamboa will be the batter. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0. The And here's a liner towards right center into the gap, and that's going to be fielded on one hop by Wilson. Rounding second and heading to third is Pareda, and it's a base hit for Gamboa, who stops at first. And Sacramento has runners at the corners with two outs in the top of the eighth. Elliot Ramos will be next. Tomorrow's game is at 5:05 p.m. Rainiers are sending Daniel Ponce de Leon to the mound against Sacramento's Raynel Espinal, who really threw well against the Rainiers when they faced him earlier this year. And Bird with a pickoff move to first. Back in with a dive is Gamboa. Now the pitch to Ramos. Swung on, and that's grounded into right field. A base hit, and scoring from third is Pareda. Stopping at second is Gamboa, an RBI single for Elliot Ramos, and it is 7-1 Sacramento. So that's three straight two-out hits for the River Cats. And now Donovan Walton is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with two ground outs and two walks. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. And Mejia calls off Wilson, and he makes the catch. Walton is retired, and so are the River Cats in the eighth. They get one run on three hits. There were no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's been all River Cats tonight. They lead 7-1.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Sacramento 7, Tacoma 1. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And Marcus Wilson, Jared Kelnick, and Brian O'Keefe will bat here in the eighth against Emmanuel De Jesus. He's been in there for four innings. There's the pitch to Wilson, and it is taken for a strike. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Anthony Misevich warming up in the Rainiers pen. O-2 to Wilson, swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Wilson is the seventh strikeout victim of Emmanuel De Jesus tonight. One away, and now Jared Kelnick will bat. He's 0-3, and De Jesus has been a tough matchup for him. He has struck out in both of his at-bats against this lefty. The pitch from De Jesus is a breaking ball that is yanked towards right center and caught by the center fielder, Elliot Ramos, and two men are out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Brian O'Keefe will be next. He homered in the fourth for the Red Ears. Lone run of this game came off this pitcher. He's 1-3. And De Jesus' pitch is cranked to deep center field. Ramos is back deep part of the park. Look it up. This is off the giant wall about halfway up. And O'Keefe stops at second base with a double. He hit it halfway up the giant wall at center field, 425 feet from home plate. No wind blowing at the moment either. This was all natural. O'Keefe hit it just to the left side of the giant wall, getting near the end of it, near the section where there's a little bit of advertising that kind of hangs in front of the wall. That is a long double for Brian O'Keefe. Hit that ball longer than his homer earlier in the game. And now a trip to the mound by the pitching coach for the River Cats, Garvin Alston. Yeah, if you're ever here at Cheney, there's a little section in the upper left corner of the giant wall at center where advertising that hangs from the video board overlaps in front of the giant wall's upper left corner. And O'Keefe's ball hit right below that, which is actually close to being a homer. Well, let me go back a step. The ground rules here at Cheney Stadium state that if you hit that advertising that is in front of the giant wall in the upper left corner, that's a homer. The advertising signs are a homer if you hit them. So I've never seen it happen. That was actually about as close of a call to that I've seen. So here's a pitch that is in on the hands of Padlo, ball one. Now the 1-0 is swung on and chopped to the left side, fielded by the shortstop Gamboa. Throw to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the eighth, despite a lengthy double off the bat of Brian O'Keefe. That was the only hit, one man left. We go to the ninth, Sacramento 7, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Sacramento 7, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Rainiers to work the top of the ninth inning. It's left-hander Anthony Misevich. Just recently optioned to AAA. And Misevich is in his second game since joining the Rainiers, a team he has not pitched for since the 2019 season. He had been in the big leagues all that time. So he's ready to face David Villar, the cleanup man, who's 2-for-4 with a homer and 2 runs batted in. And Misevich's pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Misevich on in relief of Kyle Bird. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Bird went 3 innings, allowed 3 hits and 1 run. No walks, 1 strikeout. Well, the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike 2. Sacramento scored 5 runs in the top of the first today. And they've been in command ever since. Here's the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3, got him with a breaking ball. Down goes VR, and one man is out in the top of the ninth inning. So Misevich gets a strikeout. Jason Vossler is 0-for-4 with an RBI today. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is fouled away. That evens things up. Here comes the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's 1-2. One-two pitch, just outside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch is fouled away. Still 2-2. And now a swing and a fly to center. This is routine. Marcus Wilson is there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Vossler flies to center. And here comes Austin Dean now. Dean is 1-for-3 with a single. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. The pitch from Savage, swung on, pulled, foul, third base center. At the bottom of the ninth, the Rainiers scheduled hitters are Knapp, Green, and Blandino. Rainiers are going to need a big rally. They're going to take this one. Yeah, the 0-1 swung on and pulled foul just like the last one. 0-2 the count. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Austin Dean and Anthony Misevich with a nasty breaking ball there. And he retires the side at the top of the ninth inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. Impressive frame for Misevich. Now we'll see if the Red Ears have some life in them in the bottom of the ninth. We head there with the score, Sacramento 7, Tacoma 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and a new pitcher is in for Sacramento. Rivercats lead the Rainiers 7-1, and they bring in Junior Marte to try to finish it off. The Rainiers will see if they can rally. They've got Andrew Knapp starting things off, followed by Zach Green and Alex Blandino. Junior Marte, hard-throwing righty, made his Major League debut earlier this season, and his pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate there, strike one. Marte got into 9 games for San Francisco this year. He's also been in 15 games for Sacramento with the Rivercats. He's 1-1 with a 4.02 ERA. Only 8 hits allowed in 15 and 2/3 innings. His pitch to Knapp is up high for a ball. Marte, 27 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Pitched a long time as a pro before getting that first big league call-up. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Knapp. Count goes to 1-2. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Knapp goes down swinging, and one man is out of the ninth. Marte signed in 2012 when he was 17 years old, originally with Kansas City. 10 years later, made his big league debut. Zach Greene up with one out of the ninth. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. Marte's in relief of Emmanuel De Jesus for Sacramento, who went five innings and allowed three hits and one run. Walked three, struck out seven. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. And I think De Jesus is in line for the win, although it'll be an official scorer's decision. One ball, one strike to Green. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. There's strike two. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Marte has struck out the first two batters he has faced. Two away, Rainiers are down to their last out. Alex Blandino will try to extend the game. Fireworks coming up after the game. Blandino could help everyone out by having a long plate appearance at least and letting it get a little bit darker. Here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. The first inning took a long time to play tonight. But since that first inning, this game has just been scooting along. 1-0 the count to Blandino. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. 97 on the gun, 1-1. One pitch, fastball called a strike, 1-2. Right, here's down to their final strike. Four game winning streak on the line here. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Marte strikes out the side of the ninth, and that does it. Sacramento wins it 7-1, the final score. The Rainiers four-game win streak comes to an end, and the Rivercats, after dropping the first three games of this series, are able to win game four. The Rainiers will try to get back in the win column tomorrow night at 5:05 p.m. Need one more win to clinch a series victory. They'll get two shots tomorrow and Sunday. Rivercats take this one 7-1. Stick around. The Tacoma Rainiers post-game show is coming up next.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's
just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
You want eight of the flutes and onyx?
Jira's hand-blown glassware blows right off her store's shelves.
Check the back for more indigo bowls.
She needs an inventory manager to help keep her stock on lock.
These are 100% porous silicate. Those aren't. Hey, can someone check the temp on the kiln?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Rainiers drop this one. Sacramento takes it 7-1, the final score. Fireworks show about to begin here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Well, Sacramento took command of this game right away in the first inning. The Rainiers had to have a bullpen game today because the Mariners are holding back a couple of pitchers due to the fact that they're going to need to call someone up for their doubleheader tomorrow, and they wanted to play their game tonight to figure out exactly what they're going to do. And they made that they are going to make a decision on who they're going to call up, but this was supposed to be Sheffield's spot to start today, and Sheffield was held back, one of the players in consideration for a call-up by the Mariners. So the Rainiers had a bullpen game as a result, and Patrick Weigel, who's been an outstanding reliever for the Rainiers this year, made the start, his first start of the season, and it did not go well. With one out of the first, he walked Donovan Walton, and then David Villar lifted a two-run homer out of the deck in left field, his 17th of the year, tying him for the league lead, and Sacramento was ahead 2-0. Weigel seemed to bounce back. He struck out the next hitter for the second out of the inning, but then things just went awry for him. He hit Austin Dean with a pitch, walked Michael Papirski, walked Will Wilson on four pitches to load the bases, walked Johnny Pareda on four pitches to force in a run and make it 3-0, and that was it for Weigel, as he threw 11 straight balls to end his outing, and the Rainiers went to the pen, brought in Nick Margavichus, and he got things under control, but not until after Archimedes Gamboa hit a two-run single to left field to make it 5-0 before Margavichus got the final out. Sacramento sent 10 batters to the plate in the first inning, scored the 5 runs. They had only 2 hits. It was 4 walks and a hit batter that created most of the problems for the Rainiers. So the Rivercats were ahead 5-0 in the first, and really, for all intents and purposes, that was the ball game. The Rivercats decided to scratch their starter and Manuel De Jesus and bring him in later in the game. They started Norwith Gudino as an opener. He pitched 2 scoreless innings. Then Gregory Santos pitched a scoreless third, and after that they brought in their listed starter, De Jesus, for his first relief appearance of the year. He ended up going 5 innings and allowed just 1 run. Brian O'Keefe lifted a solo homer to left field in the fourth inning, his 5th home run of the season, and that put Tacoma on the board, but that was the Rainiers' only run today. Meanwhile, Sacramento added a single run in the fourth inning when Jason Vossler bounced out, scored Elliot Ramos, who had doubled off of Riley O'Brien, and then they got a 2-out rally in the 8th to bring in their 7th and final run, 3 straight 2-out singles, Ramos with the RBI single scoring Pareda. So Sacramento wins it 7-1, the final score. Here are the final totals. For Sacramento, it was 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Tacoma scores 1 run on 5 hits, makes no errors, leaves 7 on base. And Manuel De Jesus gets the win. He's 2-1. Loss goes to Patrick Weigel. He is 2-3. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 31 minutes, and the attendance 5,909. With the win, the Rivercats are 25-39 on the season. Tacoma falls to 26-37. Game 5 of the 6-game series is tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. Daniel Ponce de Leon starts for the Red Ears. Raynel Espinal on the hill for the River Cats, and that is, again, at 5:05 p.m. tomorrow. Sacramento wins at 7-1, the final score. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show. A look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Friday night fireworks blasting off here at Cheney Stadium right now. The Red Ears lost to Sacramento tonight 7-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. It is all happiness up north in Seattle, where the Mariners are leading the Angels 8-1 in the ninth inning right now. Robbie Ray started, had a no-hit bid broken up on an infield single with 2 outs in the seventh inning. Mariners have had a huge lead all night. Cal Raleigh with his 8th homer of the year. Big 3-run double hit by Ty France. Julio Rodriguez has 3 hits in the game. Mariners coasting an 8-1 lead with 1 out in the ninth inning. Final scores today from the American League. It was the Baltimore Orioles shutting out Tampa 1-0 in Baltimore. The Rays are struggling. We haven't said that in a few years. They've dropped their 4th in a row today. They're having trouble scoring as they got shut out by the Orioles. Dean Kramer for Baltimore, 6 scoreless innings. And Adley Rutschman, their rookie, had an RBI single in the 7th inning for the only run of the game for the Orioles. Yankees blast the Blue Jays 12-3 in Toronto. The Yankees are just a machine. And they had 14 hits. 8 runs in the 5th inning, including an Anthony Rizzo grand slam. There were several grand slams in the majors tonight. The Yankees have won 8 straight games. They're 32 games over 500 at 48-16. If they keep this up, they're going to win well over 110 games. Rangers shut out Detroit 7-0 at Detroit. The Tigers are going the wrong way. They've lost 6 in a row as today John Gray held them scoreless for 7 innings. Catcher Jonah Heim doubled and homered and drove in 3 runs. And Houston had a 10-run inning in the 6th inning at home against the White Sox. That means they won. If you score 10 runs in an inning, you're supposed to win. They beat the White Sox 13-3. Michael Brantley hit a grand slam during that 10-run rally in the 6th inning. Couple of interleague games today. The Red Sox beat St. Louis 6-5 as Michael Wacha of the Red Sox pitched into the 6th inning and allowed only 1 run against his original team, the Cardinals. Waka's 5-1 this year, and Boston wins that series opener. The Diamondbacks winners tonight over the Minnesota Twins in an interleague game 7-2. Madison Bumgarner allowed 2 runs in 6 innings, picked up his 3rd win of the year. And Diamondbacks outfielder Jordan Luplow homered twice and drove in 3 runs. The other interleague game is the Guardians and the Dodgers at Dodgers Stadium. They are tied 1-1 in the bottom of the 9th inning in L.A. National League scoreboard, Phillies and Nationals played a doubleheader. The Phillies are red hot, and they're still red hot. They swept the doubleheader, winning both games. They won the opener 5-3. As Bryce Harper had 3 hits and scored 2 runs. And then the Phillies had to go to 10 innings to win the second game, 8-7, was tied 6-6. JT Realmuto hit a 2-run single in the top of the 10th inning. And the Phillies have won 14 of their last 16 games. They're just on an absolute tear right now. Speaking of tears, the Atlanta Braves took their 14-game win streak into Wrigley. to face a Cubs team that had lost 10 games in a row. So you know what happened, of course. The Cubs won. Both streaks ended. The Cubs won 1-0. It was a sacrifice fly in the eighth inning off the bat of Christopher Morel that brought in the only run of the game, and Keegan Thompson pitched six scoreless innings. The Cubbies beat the Braves. Milwaukee held off the Reds 5-4 in Cincinnati. Keston Hiura with a tie-breaking home run in the seventh inning, his sixth of the year, led the Brewers to the victory. The Giants shut out the Pirates 2-0 in Pittsburgh. The Pirates are having trouble winning games right now. They got shut out by Carlos Rondon for eight innings. He allowed only two hits. Pittsburgh has dropped 10 of its last 11 games. And the Mets hammered the Marlins 10-4. Pete Alonso with a grand slam, his 19th home run of the season. He leads the National League. Carlos Carrasco got the win for the Mets. He's 8-2. And Colorado had a grand they had two homers from C.J. Cron in a 10-4 victory over the San Diego Padres. Cron with 16 homers on the year now. He had five runs batted in tonight as Kyle Freeland got the win over Mackenzie Gore. And a couple games in progress. Royals lead the A's 5-1. They're in the ninth inning in Oakland. Salvador Perez with his 10th homer of the year. And the other one's still going. That's right, the Guardians and the Dodgers 1-1 in the ninth. That is your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears fall to Sacramento 7-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sacramento takes it. They beat the Red Ears tonight 7-1. The Tacoma Red Ears postgame show continues. Rivercats scored five runs in the top of the first, and they just coasted to the victory from there. Red Ears didn't have much of an offensive showing tonight with only five hits in this game. Four of them went for extra bases. Good to see Brian O'Keefe back in the lineup. He had not been in there since leaving Sunday's game with an injury. And he comes back in the lineup today. Homers in the fourth inning and then doubles off the giant wall in center field in the eighth. A real long blast and a big game at the plate for him. But not much from his teammates. Red Ears end up dropping it 7-1 the final. Scores from the league. El Paso and Las Vegas finished last night's suspended game. And Vegas was ahead 10-4 when it was suspended in the seventh inning. They went on to win the game 13-4. Then they played the regularly scheduled game in El Paso, and it was all little doggies. The Chihuahuas put 14 on the board and beat Vegas in that game. 14-4 was the final score. Kyle Martin for El Paso hit an inside-the-park home run of the sixth inning and a grand slam in the seventh inning. That's pretty crazy right there. El Paso and Vegas end up splitting the two games. Elsewhere, Sugar Land beat Round Rock 6-5. The Space Cowboys have won seven in a row, the longest win streak in the league right now. Salt Lake and Albuquerque got rained out in Albuquerque, monsoon season down there. And Oklahoma City hung a dozen runs on the scoreboard at Greater Nevada Field, and they beat Reno 12-7, the final. That's your PCL scoreboard for tonight. Well, the Red Ears coming into today had won four in a row. They had won seven of their last eight. They did not win this one today. They'll try to get back in the win column tomorrow. Tomorrow's game is at 5:05 p.m. Daniel Ponce de Leon is on the mound for Tequilba. Raynell Espinal on the hill for the River Cats. We'll have our pregame show for you at 4:55. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tequilba. Once again, our final score tonight, Sacramento River Cats 7, Tequilba Rainiers 1. Have a great night.